This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Corey Jones. High fire danger continues for parts of the state into tonight. That includes areas around Denver, Grand Junction, and Vail. Hot and windy weather plus dry vegetation means that any fires that spark could spread quickly. Young Coloradans are showing signs of increased resilience when it comes to their health. CPR's John Daly has more on a new survey.
The state conducts the Healthy Kids Colorado Survey every other year. For 2025, indicators of youth mental health clearly improved compared to 2 years earlier. 22% of youth reported persistent feelings of sadness or hopelessness. That's down 4% from 2 years earlier. Dr. Ned Colonge, the state's chief medical officer, says youth increasingly view substance use with more caution.
All of that goes together to say, you know, things are looking brighter in the kind of mental health space.
The rate of youth seriously considering suicide also fell slightly to 1 in 10. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
And at Denver International Airport, there are early plans to build walkways in the underground tunnels. DIA CEO Phil Washington says he hopes the project rivals some of the great tunnels in airports around the world.
We want it to be signature. We want it to be Colorado-centric. We want these tunnels to be aesthetically beautiful. We want in various places, as best we can, to have some concessions in those areas.
Construction could start next year. This is CPR News and KRCC.